one introductory talk to Vedanta Institute lecture series on the origin of life and matter, sponsored by Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Yes, I was given a copy of this this morning.
This is a partial list of those who have been invited.
No, I've given
the full list.
How many of these people are going to speak?
From the United States?
That's good.
Yes. A couple of important men.
Which of our men is speaking?
Also, our three of our GBC men have been invited to speak in an informal discussion in the evening. Satsri Maharaj, Hatsudhu Maharaj, and another, I'm not sure.
Are these Tulsi beads red colored?
No.
Huh?
No. They're old beads.
What are they made of?
I don't know.
Not Tulsi?
No.
These are the original beads that we got in New York when Prabhupada made the first initiations.
Oh.
There were no Tulsi beads available
in
New York.
I see.
We didn't know anything about Tulsi. Beach shop
on 14th.
I see.
Japanese beach.
That has some historic significance.
Actually, it turned out to be very long. 6 feet.
Well.
Together.
You can now get to see beach from here. Because it should really speak in Tulsi and not any other thing in Japanese.
Srila Prabhupada chanted on these.
Now they're Tulsi.
Prabhupada seems to be slightly better today. He takes interest in other things and wants to speak.
You're feeling better today, Srila Prabhupada?
That syrup, he says, let us see, apply the method of elimination. Eliminate the syrup today and see what the effect is.
Syrups have made some difficulties.
Syrups, he says, they seem to be somewhat intoxicating.
These are by the allopathic or by the...
Maybe it must be allopathic, because the syrups are tonics. Every tonic has that effect partly.
The condition is not better.
That I think is due to the syrups. You say the intoxicating effect can be of the syrups only, because in allopathy there is some alcohol mixed always in the syrups. So let us eliminate that today and see how the Ayurvedic medicine alone works. Nothing intoxicating in the Ayurvedic medicine.
I know one of the medicines had 25% caffeine.
Ayurvedic?
No, the allopathic.
Allopathic. The syrup that was brought.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, one of them.
One of them.
Upendra was saying.
Let us stop that today.
Before the nature of the conference,
Nature of the conference?
How do you like, on the whole, the nature of the conference?
It's a good idea. It should be, the conference should be interesting, at least.
You're coming?
I'll try to come. My wife has been ailing, so I'll try to find time and come.
Begins on Friday in the morning.
Friday in the morning. No, 3 days perhaps.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
10:30 Friday begins, about 10:30 in the morning.
10:30. Yes. It should be a very representative gathering if they all come. It should be very representative.
He's expecting 90 to come.
90 to come. Mm. Oh. Then it will be a grand success.
Mm.
Gandhi Shri, is that?
Another Ram? Another Ram?
Ram means that Ram Tirth.
Ram Tirth.
Ram Tirth.
Without life, life coming.
In this booklet? I haven't seen it.
The most wonderful thing is that they say life comes from matter, and they don't know what matter is. They don't know what matter is. They confess, we don't know what matter is. Yet they say life comes from matter. Not one scientist till today has been able to say what matter is. Rather, they have confessed. You see, they say, I know not what matter is. Even the biggest scientists, they have made this confession.
And a person from whom life is coming, he say, aham adihi. They are not coming. Where is someone who is?
He's a deputy teacher, stays meeting right now.
Saying that one of the medicines has made some intoxicating.
He hasn't taken any medicines or any of the syrups that the previous doctor recommended. Just
nothing from the allopathic?
No. We've given him this morning protein, liquid protein, one spoonful in the juice he drank. You're talking about this morning? And yesterday we gave him glucose and one spoonful of equally natural herb.
So no allopathic medicines were given?
No, nor were they recommended. They were just, if you want to call them allopathic nutrients, no medicine.
No, but they were those syrups given?
No.
No.
What was given yesterday?
Yesterday, the book, Green Book,
Green
Book. Yeah, that was given. You can bring a ball in the Green Book. Yesterday, barley water in the morning with a little bit of Complan. Then after that, some cough developed. And then the doctor came and they gave some of that medicine with Musambi juice.
Which medicine?
The Ayurvedia.
Acha.
I don't know what it is. Grape, and then he had grape, glucose, and whey. And then he had this vitamin here, this one. And then he had some more medicine with Musambi juice. And that was it yesterday.
This is
it doesn't say that there's any alcohol in it.
There isn't, they are not, they're shackled products.
But one thing, Sri Prabhupada, even after fasting for a long time, even some sugar, even sweets make intoxication in the system. It's the glucose, and in the sweet juices, the fruit juices, this may make a little intoxication.
Yeah, this morning he had grape glucose and a one spoonful of that instant protein. That would have been really energetic.
This bottle was filled with vitamins or something else?
Yes, there's no...
No alcohol? There's
no...
Rabbi, can you explain to your father who the speakers are?
So, Sri Prabhupada, Sri Dhamma has invited scientists from Delhi University.
I think that...
No, who will speak? Who will be these speakers?
I think Dr. Mishra is coming to speak. And Dr.
Mishra Kamishra?
Dr. Mishra. Is that R.K.?
Ramji Kamishra?
R.K. I haven't spoken to him myself.
R.K. Mishra.
He's going to be speaking on Sunday.
What are these cards?
Is he...
These are the same name system.
Where is he from?
List. He's from Delhi University, I believe.
Which department?
Oh no, he's from the AIINS, the All India Institute of Medical Science. He's head of the biophysics.
I see.
Department. And there was a Dr. Kabor, I believe his name was.
Doctor?
Kabor.
Kabor, what, where from there?
From Siva, Sri Lanka.
No, no. Oh, no, that was... let's see, he was...
He could be invited to be hit with shoes.
Maybe it was Kival. Mm. Oh, no, here, Kapil. He's from Delhi University.
Kapil?
Yes. Oh. He's in the botany department.
Botany department. Mm. He's going to speak.
He's going to speak.
And there's some opposing.
There was one, yes, I think it was Dr. Mishra who was going to give some ideas of his own that were a little different from ours.
Dr. Mishra from Delhi University?
Yes.
Physics department?
Yes. Biophysics. He was going to give a talk on the theory of living states.
Is any of those people, you see, from the philosophy department of the Delhi University, are they going to speak?
There is some coming from the philosophy department.
Some coming. But when they're speaking?
They're going to speak.
No.
There is one who is going to speak on the limitations of science. And I don't know what his name is listed here.
Yes, I saw.
Here it is. Dr. Ramaya. He's going to speak on the limitations of scientific method.
Scientific method is... Is he a philosopher or a scientist?
What does it say there?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry. Biochemistry.
Oh, we are on time with this kind.
Yes, these are all scientists. They're philosophers?
There's one philosopher who's coming.
Oh, no, but is any of the philosophers going to speak?
No.
So you will not go to the root of the problem. You see, it will be something superficial.
I mean, we consider the philosophers to be superficial. They have no evidence to back up their words.
That can be a subject for discussion by itself.
We can debate that.
All the modern scientists are taking to philosophy. Because there comes a stage in scientific investigation, you see, where you cannot but philosophize. You see?
Yes, but the philosophers cannot continue in...
What is philosophy? Philosophy is not thinking in vacuum. You see? Philosophy is systematic thinking. You see? It is systematic thinking. The scientist must be systematic. And
the scientist without systematic, how it is science?
Yes. And the science is basically unsystematic in the fact that it starts with certain assumptions, which by itself is unscientific. Why should you start with certain assumptions? Philosophy will not permit that. Philosophy will at once raise the question, you see. Why do you believe that matter is ultimate? Why do you believe that space and time are ultimate? The science believes in those assumptions. Philosophy is not taken for granted. That is systematic thinking. You see? So I say, you will not go to the root of the matter. It will be just superficial things.
We are trying to apply both.
Yes, both. We should take both.
We are adding the philosophy into the science.
As a matter of fact, there is no watertight compartment. They are not absolutely apart from each other. They are dovetailed. See, science penetrates into philosophy.
But the root of the problem, practically, is whether life comes from matter, or matter comes from life, and that is a basic theme.
That is the basic thing, but the philosopher will ask the question. You must first be very clear in your mind about these basic concepts. What is life and what is matter? You may have some idea about life, because we are life ourselves, we have at least some experience, some idea. But what is matter? No scientist has any clear concept
about matter.
Matter
has no concept.
No scientist has
clear. Matter has no consciousness.
Matter has no consciousness. But what exactly it is? And you see, I tell you, matter has no consciousness. This is also an assumption. The analysis of matter has revealed to the scientist, the physicist, you see, that what remains in the ultimate analysis is at least not matter.
Matter, when you combine together, it is some reaction. Yes.
When you combine matter together, it just gives some reaction.
Huh. True, but the question remains.
Just like soda. Acid.
Soda acid.
Soda. Make soda.
Yes, that is true.
That is matter. Life thing, living with living. It is not the Bible thing.
Life means giving impetus to the story.
If time can speak, what are you meaning? But soda, alkali and acid mix, it can give some dead effervescence.
Matter can produce matter only.
Yes, it has no sense.
Another form of matter, that is all.
Yes.
Matter.
Yes. It's hard matter. That is matter. You can take matter and see the body with minimum mix earth with water and put it into fire and then make a building. But matter automatically cannot do it.
Yes.
physics.
It is mind that manipulates matter.
Matter cannot have mind. Neither consciousness nor impetus.
But yes. This philosophical discussion strains you, Prabhupada.
He's saying you are strained by this philosophical discussion we're having.
No. It is nonsense that matter gives life. That is wonderful. Matter sustains life is superior energy. Upper I am. This matter is useless. Bhumirabhana or Vayu Bhumirabhana. They are inferior. Upraayam. It was to be given. Another. They don't die. That is actually governing the whole universe. They are defying this uprising with para. They are not accepted. The scientists are speculators. Most of them. The other man means materially thinking.
Materially?
Thinking.
Thinking.
I think I should take leave from that.
All right.
I see how you continue to speak.
So they're getting free transportation.
Achha.
For all invited guests, food, lodging, and transportation between Delhi and Agra, and the conference site will be arranged free of charge. So
Achha.
These are all confirmations.
Uh-huh.
People's signatures.
Oh, I see.
Sorry. Who is giving free?
We are giving free transportation, lodging, and food.
Free transportation from Delhi, not from other places.
Delhi? No, just Agra and Delhi.
Agra and Delhi.
I think everyone is invited from these two places.
Yeah.
These have been mailed in, or our men have gone?
They have been mailed in.
These are mailed replies?
Yes.
Then? These have been posted by the invitation.
S.P. Gupta.
We expect to have about 150 people all together.
Well, anyway, it's going to be an interesting thing.
Yes.
The first of its kind in Vrindavan.
I think this is the first conference you've had, at least?
Yes.
This is the first in the world.
First in the world.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. They brought you a big plate of fruits and things from Tehran.
This is sweet lemon. It's sweet lemon. The juice is very sweet.
Srila Prabhupada, this is a pre-publication copy of our first magazine in Persian language.
Persian,
This is the name of it here?
Yes.
Yes.
The name is Bhakti.
The name is Bhakti.
With them for hours. It is a very good friend.
Yes, there's some people in their family are very good and they're very interested in learning about Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness. They can do very good things for the world. If they simply have knowledge of what to do. So we're trying to preach to intelligent people.
Yes, intelligent, good authority,
Krishna. Yeah.
what intelligent man takes up the ordinary man, the ordinary generally follow. Bhagavad Gita is meant for Rajas,
yes,
and not for coolies. Even Rajas say, not for a so-called lower class. That is being mistaken. Bhagavad Gita should be taught to such a royal family. And if they take up others, Do you follow?
Yes,
sir. This is a good chance that you have got connection with the royal family. And if you turn them to saintly, then the work is successful. Not that third class coolies that understand what is Bhagavad Gita. The same building I went to see.
Jai Shri. Jai. That building now is a restaurant. We have many people every night come and take prasadam. About 70 to 100 people come.
What do you supply?
What do you supply? We give them one thali, two vegetables, dal, rice, salad.
One thali?
One full thali.
Plate.
Thali of prasadam. And sweet. And then we give them some herbal tea and dessert. And sometimes fruits.
They like it.
They like it very much. Nandrani Prabhu and Dayananda Prabhu are managing.
They are both intelligent.
Yes, they are working very hard.
Yes, they are very intelligent. What do you charge?
About 16 rupees, 15 tomas. It's a very little price. It's very small.
For one plate?
For one plate.
Very reasonable price. But many people give donations. And many of them take the books. We have your books. They take and they read it. And they love it.
Success?
What kind of people do you get?
High class, very intelligent, educated.
Low class, they purchase that big roti.
Low class, they purchase that big roti. Big chapati.
They cannot come to the yesterday.
No.
Some people even come, higher class people, and work. They give their service.
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant. They wash dishes, they serve tables. We engage them in bhakti yoga.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Govinda.
So you make good profit.
It's your mercy, Srila Prabhupada. They respect you a lot in Tehran. The royalty respects you, the businessmen respect you. They really respect
you. Ashram civilization, very high. Alien civilization.
There was this Persian boy who is translating Bhagavad Gita. He had come with me last month to Vrindavan to have your darshan. Then you had gone to London.
Anyway, things are going nice. Slovakia. You have got this Persian civilization and he has got the African. Black and white. যখন দেওয়ার কথা ঠিক যেমন যেমন বলেছে দুধ ঠিক ঠিক বলেছেন আমাকে এখন যা দেবে মরিয়ার বাঁচে মরেই ঠিক আর
আমাদের কি হবে
কিছুই নেই মেটেরিয়াল আর কখানা রয়ে গেছে রইলে চমড়া to go immediately.
Yeah. You will come, Srila Prabhupada. Millions of people waiting for you.
And now you have to take a bundle of bones. And that is it. There is nothing. Bundle of bones.
Bone of flesh, your body is divine, Srila Prabhupada.
Bone is being separated from life. Here, by example, Vata is different from life. Vata is inferior, life is superior. From my life is why the Persian people love me?
They respect your philosophy, Srila Prabhupada. They understand the philosophy. They respect the philosophy.
Very good.
They respect chanting. They see that your boys are pious and they're chanting the names of God and they're doing wonderful things and they respect it. They see your books. Wonderful philosophy, always glorifying God. They respect God. They're religious.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that nobody else is doing this.
Persians, they are aliens. When they attacked by the Mohammedans, they fled from Persia to India.
And they come regularly. Some of them come every night to take prasad. Respectful, very, very nice Parsis who have come back from India to Iran.
Oh, some of them gone.
Yes, they have come back because they are very good jobs and government is encouraging them to come back.
Hmm.
So they come back.
Very good.
Yes. And actually Persians have very high philosophy, but they don't have no one who will engage them in devotional service. And the most intelligent ones see that you are actually engaging people in devotional service. And there's no one in Iran, despite their high philosophies, who is engaging anybody in devotional service. So they see the results, and that's why they respect you.
So as soon as I get opportunity, I shall go and meet them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They are the closest friends of King Khalid of Saudi Arabia, King Hussein of Jordan, King Constantine and Queen Tina of Greece. They know all over the world this whole set of rulers who have great opulence and great intelligence and who simply lack spiritual knowledge.
Guidance.
They lack guidance. They lack Brahmins. Instead, they have cunning ministers who simply want to have the same opulences that they have. But these are the people, they can change the world.
Yeah.
We can only give them philosophy.
Raja.
They can do the activity.
And if you turn them rishi, then our mission is. Very good. Now you have started your own business.
Jai Shri Prabhu. With your blessing.
The business is not important, but it is a medium for Krishna consciousness. My secretary is already a devotee, and the other people are also becoming interested. The goal is to have a Krishna conscious group working in the society.
Go on very slowly. Never mind. You are a young man. Go on, Chandi.